Thanks, Vic. Well, Shane, you've had 3 days to be in your new surroundings here at the Cleveland Browns. Welcome. And how was camp?
Camp was good. You know, they didn't have me doing a whole lot while I was here just because they knew that, you know, this is typically earlier in the year for most veteran guys take a couple months off after the season. And, you know, so I had literally just got back to kicking just a couple weeks ago and at a very, you know, spread out interval. So hadn't been kicking a lot, but I got a good day of kicking in yesterday, kicking with the snappers and the holders and our snapper. And we had a couple holders. So, you know, I was able to get some reps in. It felt good. It felt good to get my legs swinging again, see the ball flying, seeing it flying well. And, you know, I look forward to being able to do it when they're live bullets.
What's it been like working with your new coordinator?
You know, he's kind of a light-spirited guy. The guys like him, and, you know, I'm sure he'll get on you when things are tough. But, you know, you tell that the guys like him, and, you know, you look at the stats from the last couple of years where he's been here, and he's done a good job. So, obviously, he's doing something right. So when you see those type of numbers and you see the way that, you know, guys respond to their coach, you know, there's something good coming out of that. So I look forward to being a part of it and trying to help it out as much as I can.
How's it been bonding with your teammates?
They're good guys. You know, we've got a group of young guys that, you know, we're all kind of fighting for jobs. So we don't really know who's who, you know, who's going to be the person. It's way too early for that. But, you know, Christian's a good snapper. And, you know, the punters we have in here, both of them are getting a lot of reps in at holding. And both of them hit the ball well today, punting the ball. So, you know, I'm sure we'll probably do a lot of flip-flopping and getting everyone a chance to get some reps in at holding. And it'll be fun.
Now, you're very familiar with the AFC North, having played with the Cincinnati Bengals as well as the Baltimore Ravens. Talk about how tough this division is, Shane.
I mean, I think it's got a reputation around the league with everyone of being a really tough division. You know, you get a lot of bad weather games. You get a lot of kind of old-school hard-nosed football games. And, you know, it's something that I've become accustomed to seeing. You know, I can't necessarily say I've been accustomed to playing it because my role as a kicker is to kick the ball. I'm not out there busting anybody's tails or anything, but but let somebody come my way and see what happens. No, I'm just kidding. But no, it's you know, I've experienced it over the years. You know, all the stadiums can be very challenging, but you know, that's a part of your experience is learning how to adapt to different atmospheres and different you know, field conditions, weather, wind, you know, stadium wind patterns, things like that. And, you know, that's something that I've taken pride in over the years is knowing how to make those adaptations. And, you know, I look forward to having a few more chances to kick here, you know, since I've always been on the other sideline. You know, it'll be a different experience for me. But, you know, in the last couple of years, I've kind of been doing a lot of that. So I've gotten used to it.
Take me through your off season. What do you have going on around this time of the year?
Right now, you know, most of the off season's been all working out. You know, I haven't really done a lot of kicking just because I give my leg a break after the season. But right now, you know, kicking's starting to ramp back up. You know, kick 2 or 3 times a week, work out almost every day, one way or another, whether it's, you know, even if I'm not on the field or, you know, running or in the weight room lifting on the weekends, you know, I'm riding a bike or, you know, I'm kayaking or I'm doing something active to try to keep myself going. And, you know, it also this time of year, you don't have a whole lot going on because, you know, workout's really all you have. So
right.
I try to keep busy so my mind doesn't go stagnant and go crazy. So, you know, I try to do as many active things as possible. But, you know, besides golf, you know, working out's really my life right now.
And as you come into this new environment, what is your overall mindset?
See the ball, kick the ball. That's really all I can, you know, put into it. If I make it more than it is, then I'm already going to, you know, get thoughts I don't need and get, you know, there's nothing really to worry about, but, you know, line the ball up, put it down the middle, and, you know, hopefully I can execute that. And that's what the team wants me to do. And that's what I've, you know, enjoyed and loved doing over the past few years. And, you know, hopefully I get a lot of opportunities to do that.
I like what you said during camp. You mentioned about Phil Dawson. You said, I'm not here to try to replace anybody. I'm here to do what I need to do. And that's kick the ball.
Yeah. And, you know, and Phil's a great kicker. And, you know, I would never try to come in here, and I know he's a fan favorite, and he's, you know, he's a legend around here. But, you know, that can't cross my thought process that I've got to live up to any expectations because, you know, really all that matters is how I'm kicking. And, you know, that's all I can focus on is my kicking and kicking well, because if I kick well and do well, then, you know, fans will like me. So really all that matters is performing. And if I start putting too much on it, then all of a sudden, you know, it's letting myself make mistakes. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're getting those chants, we won't feel, you know, like I've seen it and happened to other guys in other stadiums and, you know, over the years. And, you know, I know they don't like it. So my job is to go out, perform to my best and not worry about what any other variables around me.
Shane, welcome to the Browns again. I can't wait to get my weather reports from you too, man.
Okay, well, I'll give you those. I know, you know, today started out 68. It got a little bit higher. The sun came out a little bit, and the wind came out to about 22 miles an hour. So it wasn't too bad.
Thank you, Shane. All right. Back to you, Vic.